I was almost to tears behind my mask. Can you feel how much joy our poet has at seeing this sister sibling moving through the world? It's breathtaking. It's a little bit like how I feel when I get to video chat with my son away at college, who's growing into himself by leaps and bounds, and I get to watch, and I get to say, good job. Or like when I let beautiful music wash over me, or when I get to sing in harmony with others. Or like when I see snowdrops starting to poke through the leaves. Have you ever gotten a moment like that? I want to offer you a moment and bring to mind someone or something that has filled you with so much joy that it's breathtaking. It is also a joyful thing to be on the other side of that interaction, to be seen for all of who you are is absolutely amazing. So witnessing or seeing each other is offering each other the possibility of joy. Delighting in each other is what our poet is offering us. Delighting in each other turns simple witnessing into relationship. By letting that joy rise, letting ourselves feel the impact of each other in our lives. I see you. I love us. And in this world, in this nation, at this time, delighting in each other is not just lovely and joyful. It is absolutely necessary. How many of you went to a hands-off protest yesterday? I want to invite you to shout out a word or a phrase that tells us how you felt while you were there. And those of us who are here virtually, I want you to write a word or a phrase into the chat, and I will share those. I will amplify everything that is said in the room. What feelings washed over you at this?
Warmth.
Like
power.
Excitement, hope,
exhilaration.
Celebration,
joyful anger,
life,
creativity,
loved the incredible signs, yeah, unity, solidarity, exhilarated,
joy.
Yeah, thank you. It is good to hear that so many of us find some form of joy in a shared experience that's about resistance to oppressive rule. Because joy isn't optional, it's needed for both our own self-care and our collective sustainability under oppressive rule. Finding and sharing joy is one of the reasons we gather in protest. We can make calls, we can write postcards and letters, we can send emails all on our own. That can be really effective in making change, but we also need to see each other with those glorious signs and fabulous slogans showing up to demand what we need and to support each other in their needs. We need to show up together so we can witness each other and let what we see move us. We need to delight in each other's strength and courage and passion and defiance, because remembering that delight can both inspire us and sustain us when we are not feeling strength or courage or passion or defiance. As Atina O'Danner writes, I see you, I love us. Seeing each other in joy and beauty is an act of resistance, defiance. And how we show up and what we bring with us matters too. My colleague, the Reverend Leslie Takahashi, wrote, all that we have ever loved and all that we have ever been stands with us on the brink of all we aspire to create, a deeper peace, a larger love, a more embracing hope, a deeper joy in this life we share. All the love and the pain and the fear and the hope we've experienced are part of us. We bring them all, seen or not, accepted or not, healed or not, whole or not. We bring them all to our communities and to our work in the world. We bring them to every relationship we make, every gathering we attend, every protest we go to, because they're part of us, part of making us who we are, part of guiding us toward who we will become. And beyond bringing them because they're part of us and so we can't help but bring them, we can bring them intentionally. We can be conscious of them, even lead with them, because when we do that, we let others see us for who we are. And even when they are not joyful things in and of themselves, that act of witness is a joy. I wrestle with depression, and when I'm in the midst of it, it leaves me with no access to any emotions, including joy. I feel disconnected from myself and from others. But even disconnected, I'm still able to witness and support others when they let me see them. And that can remind me that maybe I'm not capable right now, but I am capable of connection and joy. And some of us, or maybe all of us just some of the time, can bring joy intentionally. That's what Jet Pig's all about, right? It is all well and good to have this lovely image and these very descriptive words for the core values of Unitarian Universalism. But this is fun. Jet Pig gives those values life. Emma Goldman, the famous revolutionary and political activist and writer who played a pivotal role in the development of anarchist political philosophy in North America and Europe in the first half of the 20th century, wrote these words in her autobiography, Living My Life. At the dances, I was one of the most untiring and gayest. One evening, a cousin of Sasha, a young boy, took me aside with a grave face. As if he were about to announce the death of a dear comrade, he whispered to me that it did not behoove an agitator to dance. Certainly not with such reckless abandon, anyway. It was undignified for one who was on the way to become a force in the anarchist movement. My frivolity would only hurt the cause. I grew furious at the impudent interference of the boy. I told him to mind his own business. Yeah, I was tired of having the cause constantly thrown into my face. I did not believe that a cause which stood for a beautiful ideal, for anarchism, for release and freedom from convention and prejudice, should demand the denial of joy and life. I insisted that our cause could not expect me to become a nun, and that the movement would not be turned into a cloister. If it meant that, I did not want it. So it's not only okay to feel joy, or to want to feel joy in these times that require us to spend our time and energy helping each other survive. It's not only okay, it's part of the work. It's absolutely necessary. So, let's do that. Yeah, we're gonna share with each other. I wanna invite you to share with a neighbor or a set of neighbors one thing that has brought you joy this week. If you're attending virtually, again, please write that joy in the chat. If you're here in the sanctuary, please turn to someone, introduce yourself, share one thing that has brought you joy this week. Participation is always optional, of course. If you would rather reflect on your own and not talk to someone, please do that, and don't be insulted if someone says no thanks. The American memoirist, poet and civil rights activist Maya Angelou had some thoughts about what happens when we see and delight in each other.
There's an African-American song, 19th century, which is so great. It says, when it looked like home. African-American song, 19th century, which is so great. It says, when it looked like the sun wasn't gonna shine anymore, God put a rainbow in the clouds. Imagine. And I've had so many rainbows in my clouds. I had a lot of clouds. But I have had so many rainbows. And one of the things I do when I step up on a stage, when I stand up to translate, when I go to teach my classes, when I go to direct a movie, I bring everyone who has ever been kind to me with me. Mm-hmm. Black, white, Asian, Spanish-speaking, Native American, gay, straight, everybody. I say, come with me. I'm going on the stage. Come with me. I need you now. Long dead. You see? So I don't ever feel I have no help. I've had rainbows in my clouds. And the thing to do, it seems to me, is to prepare yourself so that you can be a rainbow in somebody else's cloud. Somebody who may not look like you, may not call God the same name you call God, if they call God at all. You see? And may not eat the same dishes prepared the way you do, may not dance your dances or speak your language. But be a blessing to somebody. That's what I think.
Come with me. I need you now. Bring all of who you are and come with me to the places I am afraid to go. What you have learned because of who you are, or in spite of what you are, what you have learned about love and fear, pleasure and pain, acceptance and rejection, peace and anger, engagement and withdrawal, hope and hopelessness, bring all of that with you and come with me. Because I too know about love and fear, pleasure and pain, acceptance and rejection, peace and anger, engagement and withdrawal, hope and hopelessness. And I can see you and all that you bring, and we can make joy in our shared humanity. And there is great power in that. This is what they don't want. The people in power who would keep us from remembering our power. This, seeing each other, delighting in each other, bringing each other joy and reasons for joy, this is what will break the systems of oppression and marginalization that they are trying to strengthen. Our own joy, born out of our experiences with beauty and care and connection, our joy is what will save us. Atina O'Danner knows that, and so I close with her words. I see you. I got you. I love us. We got us. May it be so, and may we be so.